Welcome to this special iJournal Club audio program focused on important clinical research in the management of patients with metastatic squamous cell carcinoma of the lung. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love, and for this program, I met with Dr. Shirish Gadgil, and to begin, he talked about recent advances in the treatment of patients with non-small cell lung cancer.
What I would say is that the best evidence, I think, of the changes that have occurred in the management of particularly, I would say, advanced non-small cell lung cancer is the fact that the American Cancer Society released data of the significant decline in cancer mortality. And it appears, according to the data release, that it was primarily driven by the decrease in mortality in lung cancer. It is very clear, especially with the sudden decline. So specifically, they mentioned there was a 5% decline in mortality in men and 4% in women between 2016 and 2017. And that strongly suggests that this decline, to at least some degree, is driven by the fact that our treatments have improved. Because I don't think we are necessarily detecting, particularly in that short period of time, more lung cancers in the early stage that mortality would decline. Yes, there is more uptake of screening. And so that's what even the American Cancer Society sort of commentary suggested, that this may be driven by the new treatments. And frankly, for somebody who is now doing for 20 years, the two major advances is identification of targetable alterations and, of course, the introduction of immunotherapy, and very specifically, the PD-1 and PD-L1 directed therapy. So I can tell you that from an era where pulmonologists wondered, was I sort of crazy to go into thoracic oncology, to now it being the field where there has been most advances, is truly gratifying.
You know, I think a lot about fellows and people who are just coming into the field really have no idea how quickly, you know, we've been doing lung cancer meeting satellites at ASCO for like 10, 15 years now. And I looked at the agenda for 2014, which is when your lady presented, and the word checkpoint inhibitors was not in the agenda 5 years ago. We did not even talk about it at that meeting. And now, well, we'll talk about where we are today.